So, dear friends, we have gathered today to humbly remember the legacy and the life of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. Imam Khomeini says that the fundamental purpose of nubuwa, of prophethood, the fundamental purpose of nubuwa, and fundamentally the divine prophets of Allah were appointed in order to break the hands of the powerful who commit oppression upon the people. We also pray for the forgiveness of those who have passed on to the real world. We also pray for the salvation of every single oppressed. We also pray for the protection of all the believers. We also pray for the quick and complete healing for all those who are ailing. We also pray for our brothers Muzammil, Mohsin, and Asim. We also pray for the strengthening of the Islamic Revolution. We also pray for the safety and the health of Imam Khamenei. And we finally pray for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, the eagerly awaited savior of humanity. We have one more quote from Imam Khomeini, the esteemed founder of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini says, working with and collaborating with, once again, working with and collaborating with the oppressor is in fact committing oppression upon the oppressed. Imam Khomeini then says, and working with and collaborating with the superpowers who are the oppressors on a global level is committing oppression upon humanity. And Imam Khomeini then says, so those who tell us to work with and collaborate with the oppressor are either ignorant or they are at the service of the oppressor. Imam Khomeini then says, working with and collaborating with the oppressor means giving the oppressor a free hand to continue and increase his oppressive actions. And this, dear friends, Imam Khomeini says, this, dear friends, is against the words and the advice of every single divinely appointed prophet of Allah. Now, Imam Khomeini, he says that the responsibility of the religious scholars and the responsibility of Muslim nations is heavy. All have a responsibility to defend Islam, to stand up to and confront the plots of the enemy. He says, those who don't rise up and defend Islam from the dangers it is facing are considered to be among the dead. So prove to one and all that every single one of us is alive by reciting a thunderous Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.